This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1982. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition recorded May 16th, Alaska, Australia, China, Cuba, Eritrea, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Korea North, Lithuania, Mali, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, USA, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Dr. Balt Samani from Victoria, B.C. likes to travel. He's just back from a cruise across the North Pacific from Tokyo to Vancouver. Generally, he says, medium wave reception was very poor. Even around Hokkaido, he could only hear a few Japanese stations. And he says he spent a day in Kodiak, Alaska. At that time, KVOK 560 was not on the air. Not sure whether temporary or permanently off. Bruce Portzer of IRCA replies, according to the FCC website, KVOK went silent May 7th and has a special temporary authorization to remain silent while it finds a new transmitter site. This is what it says. KVOK has been forced to suspend operations due to loss of the station's site. KVOK has been operated using a more than 70-year-old tower leased from the U.S. Coast Guard, which has reached a decision to terminate that lease and dismantle the tower. The licensee is searching for an alternative site for the station, but must suspend operations until such site is found and constructed. So Bruce says it sounds like they'll be off for at least a few months. We may still dream of Radio Australia being restored to shortwave. Here's the latest from RNZ Dateline Pacific, May 10th, via Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener. Hopes that the new ABC boss may restore Pacific services. Their hopes that the new managing director appointed to head the ABC will restore the company's commitment to Pacific broadcasting and news coverage. And another story, May 10th, from TheGuardian.com via Mike Cooper. Labor pledges extra $60 million for ABC and SBS. Labor accused the coalition government of inflicting funding cuts and ideological attacks on public broadcasters. It pledged to reverse the $83.7 million in cuts to the ABC from last year's budget. Bill Shorten, in a speech to the Friends of the ABC, signaled plans to extend terms of funding agreements with the ABC. We believe in public broadcasting in this country. Labor's new funding announcement is in addition to almost $20 million in previously announced funding promises that included reinstating shortwave radio services in the Northern Territory, which were axed by the former ABC managing director, Michelle Guthrie. Meanwhile, here's a report of one of Australia's low-power private shortwave stations from Dan Sheedy upon Moonlight Beach, California. It's of 4KZ on 5055. He heard it May 1st from 1226 with his first really listenable audio this year, including Petula Clark, Tracy Chapman, Elvis Costello, and a DJ with canned and live ads, but it went off the air in mid-song at 12:59. On May 15th at 12:59, I was on the CNR1 Jammer 11785 during an apparent live musical event from China, including a large crowd applauding. There were bits of English in some of the announcements, and a performance of the Puccini aria Nessun Dorma right across the top of the hour, 1300, rather unusual. This is a jammer against VOA in the Philippines. And a number of other Asian countries were mentioned and a variety of other music. So perhaps it was a singing competition. Rather sad that the jammer was the best signal of any CNR1 frequency I could find. But what was this event? Ron Howard in California replies, I was also listening to this on 6125. It was live coverage of the opening ceremony of the Conference on Dialogue of Asian Civilizations being held in Beijing. And he links to a website in English about it. The live coverage ended at 1345, a major event attended by the Chinese president. There were many performers, including Auld Lang Syne. I say, very good, but I fail to comprehend what ALS or Nessun Dorma by Puccini has to do with any Asian civilization. Or have the Chai Kam co-opted these two as their very own? Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. What shall we highlight this week? How about this? May 10th at 22:19, I was hearing French news on RHC interspersed with stingers on 7379.20 kHz. First time I'd caught that one, way off frequency. It's got to be the same transmitter as used in the mornings, often had a similar offset knocked below 13740. Which, as a matter of fact, was the case. May 13th, checked at 1347 on 13739.289. The much-anticipated A19 update to the World Radio TV Handbook has now come out. It's available free from their website in PDF form, WRTH.com. But they will appreciate donations to help the project continue. Among the interesting new entries is this for Eritrea, Voice of Eritrean Lowlands, with an address in Munich, Germany, on 15390. It's scheduled via Issoudun, France, Mondays and Saturdays at 1700 to 1730 on 15390. Ivo Ivanov says it started on April 15th. Alan Gale in England found an interesting new entry on the schedule for Channel 292 in Germany, 6070, a program called Radio for Peace International. It would start Saturday, 11 May, at 19 to 20 UT. So many of us were tuning in to hear what that was all about. You may recall that RFPI was a Costa Rican station, which World of Radio was on, among others. Unfortunately, no longer in existence, but is this a comeback? It seems this program was mainly in French, and they have a website, www.rfpi.eu. And we see in the lower left corner of that website a link to radioatlantic2000.free.fr. I didn't tune in via remote receiver until 1940, and by then they were just playing some hard rock music for the rest of the hour. But the presenter sounds like Tiffany, who produces the Atlantic 2000 broadcast, as well as that logo on the website, says Alan Gale, so I suspect it's connected with that existing station. In the British DX Club, Harold Kuhl says, RFPI boss James Latham is back in the USA after several years working in the Caribbean. I think it was the Virgin Islands. And then followed up with James Latham replied that this was not them, that is, not the original Radio for Peace International. In DX India, Joe Jacobs reports on May 7th that All India Radio, Tiruvananthapuram, is back on the air 5010 with better signals after a maintenance break of some weeks. However, the daytime frequency was still not being heard, 7290. The schedule should be, with 50 kilowatts each, 5010 at midnight 20 to 0205 and 1130 to 1745 UT. And 7290, 0232 to 932, but Saturdays and Sundays extended until 10:30. Wolfgang Büschel also checked for 7290 at 0908 and found that one not yet back on the air. Regarding the Voice of Indonesia appearing on 4750, the former frequency of RRI Makassar, an interesting annotation in the new WRTH update says, using a transmitter that was previously in service at the Makassar site, but is now installed at the Jakarta Chimangas site. I wonder what their source is for this, as one might guess from remote reception, best in Jakarta only. But is this for sure? The Chimangas site had been dismantled. Meanwhile, Manuel Menes in Spain reports hearing VOI on both its active frequencies. He monitored between 1620 and 1705 UT on May 8th, using the remote receiver in Jakarta. 3325 even and 4749.94 in Arabic at that time, some Indonesian songs. At 17 UT it went into Spanish with IDs, announcing only 3325 kHz. He says very good on that frequency, but weak with strong interference from Bangladesh on 4750. It's on the exact frequency, while Indonesia was slightly off. Also tried the remote receiver in Perth, Western Australia. 3325 had a good signal, and also strong interference from Bangladesh with a much stronger signal than Indonesia on 4749.94. You may recall that there's been little or no modulation from Indonesia on 3325, but Ron Howard in California says on May 14th, there was audio at a decent level. It came on suddenly at 11:02. The segment in English started at 1300 with intro and news, commentary at 1308, today in history at 1312. He says, nice to hear VOI back to a fairly readable level again. And I think he said that lasted one more day before it went back to mostly no modulation. Last week we mentioned some additional transmissions from Iran due to Ramadan, and here's another. 7410, I ran across an open carrier, or at least no modulation I could detect, May 12th at midnight 28. Wolfgang Büschel replied, that's an IRIB Ramadan special in the Azeri language, which he heard 5 hertz above 7410 at midnight 15 UT, May 12th. And as a matter of fact, it's been registered between 2300 and 0320. However, there is a problem. Wolfgang Büschel also says, 2 Arabic services are co-channel. Saudi Arabia is also on 7410 between 0230 and 0530, while Iran is still on there at 0245. This would not be the first time Saudi Arabia has collided with Iran on the same shortwave frequency, and we suspect it's not a coincidence. In fact, the Saudi program was the Holy Quran. Ron Howard reports on 5006. After several months of testing their transmitters with just a carrier on the air, he noted CW, May 16th at 1222, presumably from JG2XA in Japan, the HF Doppler Propagation Research Project. Their other frequency is 8006, which he did not check, and he includes a recording of the CW he was hearing. They were sending a lot of numbers, but no ID included on this recording. Another more or less monthly frequency change from Seabreeze Japan about North Korean abductions, or shokaze. Ron Howard says from May 8th, they move from 5920 to 5980 for the broadcast at 13 to 14, despite the fact that a stronger New Zealand signal is already on 5980, starting at 1300. Seabreeze now has a second frequency, however, which is 6040, more or less in the clear. That one moved from 6070. However, there's North Korean jamming on 6045. Here in Oklahoma, I'm not really hearing any interference to New Zealand on 5980, which itself is pretty weak and fading out as we get into the day side of the planet. Thanks to Hiroshi in Japan, Ron Howard has the complete new schedule of Shokaze, effective May 8th, besides the one already mentioned. The next broadcast at 1405 to 1435 on 5920 and 6165, and at 16 to 17, 5980 and 6090. The 13 and 16 broadcasts, of course, are normally in English on Thursdays only. And elsewhere in California, Dan Sheedy heard 6040 May 9th, starting at 1300 for Shokaze, which he hoped would still be in the clear for the Thursday English broadcast. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 1982, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, and our publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy in California, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. This report from Rusty X at the beginning of May. Reports appeared that due to the termination or interruption of broadcasting on 738 kHz in Moscow, some programs could be transferred to a transmitter in Lithuania. After the Russian and Belarusian service of Radio Liberty reduced time of their broadcast from 1 May on 1386 kHz, at night the Lithuanian Transmitting Center released these hours from 2100 until 0330. That's from kolkaradio.blogspot.com. As we mentioned before, 738 had been carrying World Radio Network, bringing lots of foreign services into the Russian capital. This is filed under Lithuania because Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria reports to BCDX. After the latest changes in broadcast times, the schedule of medium wave 1386 kHz seems like this: 1530 to 1630, 1730 to 21, and 0330 to 05 UT, with programs of Radio Poland in Polish starting at 1530 and 0430, Poland in Russian from 16 and 0400, NHK Radio Japan in Russian starting at 0330 and 1730, and at 18 until 21 UT Radio Liberty in Russian. May 13th at 0525, I found a signal already on 5995, up to S9 with music, drums, and African songs. Splatter from Cuba 6000, even when tuned to LSB, and even though Cuba's undermodulated. But anyhow, this must have been a prelude from Mali turning their transmitter on earlier than the nominal start time, 0555, which is also the start time for the domestic service, and it does not always appear this early on shortwave. I found on May 14th at 0606 that Radio New Zealand, Pacific or International, had cut back its best frequency to us, 9700, to only 1 hour, 05 to 06, and then switching to 5945 for the rest of our night. That's where it is still heard until 1259, when they switch back to 5980, as I mentioned before, with a somewhat better signal here due to an antenna switch from north-northwest to north-northeast, but soon fading out. The WRTH update has a reinstated entry in the target and clandestine section for Manara Radio under Nigeria. It's at 07 to 08 on 13840 and 16 to 17 on 15285, both via Issoudun, France. And this entry is designated as RLG for religious, but I wonder, is it really religious? I looked at their website, www.manaratv.com, and did not find anything overtly Christian, at least. They also have something on their disgraced FB, a very political commentary, nothing about religion. It's in Hausa, and a Google translation was made. Manuel Mendez in Spain tried out the remote receiver in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, and heard the two private Australian stations, Solomon Islands, and also Wantok Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea, on 7325, which is seldom reported. He says it was on the air with a very weak signal at 0705 UT, May 10th, and also at 0825 with a very weak signal. Oh, the second report was a different remote receiver in northern New Zealand. In the British DX Club, filed here under Russia Non, Alan Pennington has this news about WZHF 1390 in the Washington, D.C. area. A U.S. judge has ruled about this as a Sputnik program broker on May 7th. RM Broadcasting hires airtime on WZHF 1390 to air Russia's Sputnik International radio programs 24/7. They must register as a Russian foreign agent under recent new U.S. government rules. RM Broadcasting had originally refused to register as a foreign agent, New York-born owner Arnold Ferolito arguing he simply had an arm's-length commercial business transaction with Russian news agency Rossiya Svobodnaya, and that in the U.S. a person should be able to do business without U.S. government interference, according to an article in the Washington Post in March. Ferolito's business is buying and reselling airtime from FCC licensees. The article says Ferolito, who has a Russian wife and took Russian language lessons, had also sold airtime in New York to the Voice of Russia back in 2010. He started a crowdfunding appeal to cover the cost of his legal battle with the Department of Justice. but he raised only $1,180 over a three-month period. The fundraising page lists his arguments against registering as a foreign agent. But the judge's ruling bolsters the Justice Department's efforts requiring several media outlets, including Russia Today, to register as foreign agents. WZHF broadcasts on 1390 from his site at Capitol Heights, Maryland, covering Washington, D.C., an area with a daytime power of 9 kilowatts, 1 kilowatt after dark. The station's FCC file describes it as a non-commercial educational station. WZHF's licensee, Way Broadcasting, Inc., has a broker contract with RM Broadcasting on the FCC site to air Sputnik radio programming 24/7, Monday to Saturday, and 22 hours on Sundays, until 31 December 2020. We've learned never to depend on Voice of Turkey to be on the air for its English to North America broadcast at 22 UT on 9830. In fact, it was missing on May 13th. But sometimes they are in German during the following hour, whether or not they're on in English. That was the case, as I checked, 2330 UT, May 15th, the imaginary or non-scheduled German broadcast on 9830. Now some items concerning our world of radio broadcasts. Saturday, May 11th at 1440, using the Utrenta SDR in Holland, I was able to confirm world of radio on Hamburger Local Radio 9485 compatible USB. The first time in many weeks any such signal was detectable, although I know it's been heard elsewhere. But this was totally unusable versus the huge splash from Romania on 9490. All I could recognize was that it was my voice, but not what I was saying. Now, if Hamburger Local Radio would switch to lower sideband, it would be better. Why not? The only thing on 9480 at that time is CNR Beijing for Tibet. The WRMI 9955 transmitter has been experiencing some irregularity, especially for World of Radio. Wednesdays at 2100, not always on the air at the start. In fact, on May 15th, I kept listening and it did not cut on the air until 2111, joining World Radio in progress. Also, on the previous Friday, I noted 9955 stayed on the air after the nominal sign-off time of 1400, while on May 15th, it was off the air before 1400. Coincidentally, WBCQ has also scheduled World of Radio at exactly the same time, 2100 Wednesdays on 7490 plus variable. However, on May 15th, I was hearing some off-key singing instead, which could be no one but the late Goddess Irina. She has been scheduled at 2130, but on this date, World of Radio started at 2130 instead of 2100 on WBCQ, which is an improvement. I hope they keep that modified scheduling. It pays to keep checking the website of Unique Radio Australia, that's uniqueradio.biz, for changes in their scheduling. I see that the Friday broadcast of World of Radio on 5045 USB has been changed from 0930 to start at 1000 UT. As of May 16th, we haven't heard much from the superpower station of WBCQ, testing with up to 500 kilowatts. But on Thursday, May 9th, there were many reports of this into UT Friday, May 10th. Besides judging the signal strength, the way to be sure which transmitter it is to determine whether it's exactly on frequency 9330.000, in which case it is the new transmitter, but if it's somewhat offset, it would be the old transmitter. For example, Mick Delmage in Alberta says, as of May 9th, I started listening at 12 UT, but that's when I started monitoring 9330 and 7490. I did not actually hear a strong WBCQ until after 17 UT, random checking when I noted them spot on 9330 with Brother Scare. On May 10th at 1630, just a weak carrier, and once again, off frequency 9330.19. And Brian Clark says strong signal into New Zealand as well. Checked 9330 at midnight 5 UT local midday on 10 May. Brother Stare heard weekly, but by 0200 signal improved to very good and excellent by 0300. It was still heard past 0400, but by 05 only a weak signal and off frequency again 9330.166. Definitely a super signal from the new WBCQ transmitter here in the South Pacific. Part of the next Alan Weiner Worldwide was on the high power transmitter, among other things. We heard him say that when it's in service, there will be no time for sale on it, all of that taken by the funder, World's Last Chance Ministries, which he says provides excellent religious programming, except he will put his own show on the new transmitter. Brother Scare will then be moved to 7490, occupying all the unsold time on that frequency. About World's Last Chance, Kai Ludwig in Germany comments, "It will get interesting when this stuff really goes on the air. The German variant is recorded in a real decent studio, apparently with native speakers of German, of a young age and using a presentation style for their own age group. It all sounds really professional. Besides the choice of medium, this target audience can hardly be reached with radio anymore, let alone shortwave. So again, the question, who in the world drives this whole thing, is involved in the program production, and first of all pumps millions of dollars into the project?" One more intriguing item from the WRTH update about WRNO Worldwide, New Orleans 7505. They have future plans for transmissions in Hindi. They already do a lot of Chinese, of course. And I say, what better site to reach China and India than New Orleans? In IRCADX Monitor, this from Carl Zuck via Mike Sanborn, dated April 28th, WRCR 1700 Ramapo, New York, has returned to the air after many months of silence, with an STA of 2,500 watts day, 250 watts night, using a long wire antenna like an inverted L hung from a local communications tower. See if you can hear it. They're playing oldies pop music nonstop. Via Artie Bailey, this from RBR.com, May 15th. The FCC is one step closer to getting added firepower in its efforts to quash unlicensed radio station operators once and for all, despite the belief by some members of Congress that pirate radio stations have a positive impact on underserved communities. The Pirate Act, which stands for Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement, on Wednesday easily cleared the Senate Commerce Committee, setting the stage for a full Senate vote. "I've been hearing an unmodulated carrier on exactly 9,200 kHz. With a fairly good signal in the middle of the night, such as May 10th at 0613 and May 13th at 0521, with some slight fades, such a signal is likely to be from around North America or maybe the Pacific. Could be a utility or maybe a Cuban spy number transmitter, although that's not known to have been on 9200. And another mystery, 15260 had an open carrier May 8th at 1315, although nothing at all is scheduled on that frequency between 0830 and 1630. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels May 17th. Active conditions May 29th due to a recurrent coronal hole, high-speed stream otherwise quiet to unsettled. Actually, ANK indices of only 5 and 2 or 8 and 3 the rest of the month, except for a peak of 12 and 4 on May 29th, and then back to 5 and 2 by June 1st. Solar flux dropping from 76 May 17th all the way down to 67 May 23rd to 26th, and then back up to 77 starting June 3rd. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1982. Glenn Hauser in Oklahoma, hoping you found the program informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week.